Good afternoon. This is Barry at Screen Geeks. I have the privilege and the pleasure of speaking with Nichelle Nichols today. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. Dave and I, first of all, were big Duke Ellington fans. We wanted to address that first. What was it like touring with Duke Ellington?
Well, I was 14 years old, and I was in a big musical in my hometown, Chicago, in the major hotel, supper club. And we were doing the history, portraying the history of all of the stars who had been at the College Inn. We were doing the College Inn story. We were there for a year. Within that time, many, many of the stars who had played there, Mel Torme, Lena Horne, Duke Ellington, et cetera, came through and stayed at the hotel and came to see our show. This one evening, you never know who's out there. And the child labor laws meant that I had to have a chaperone, and my mother always came. They gave us a suite in the hotel. And someone from downstairs at the club, supper club, came to the suite after the show and said very excitedly, "He wants Nichelle to come down to at his table." My mother said, "Who?" Duke Ellington. And I'm going, "Oh, he was at the show?" "Yes, he wants me." My mother said, "Tell Mr. Ellington." He says, "Oh no, he just wants to see Nichelle." My mother said, "Tell Mr. Ellington thank you ever so much, but he will see my daughter with her mother and the troupe that she's portraying, and that she's portraying this great stars, and we'll be happy to come down." So we trooped down with the six of us, and portraying Catherine Dunham and her dancers, and went to his table, and he was bemused and highly respectful, and I think he fell in love with my mother. And mother advised him that one of his songs in the mood was their my father and her love song when they got married in the 20s, You know. And so he thought that was wonderful. He turned and looked at me, and he said, in the opening and finale, we all came out and did a big opening and finale, and he said, "You're going to be a singer, because I could hear that voice of yours over everybody on the stage," and there must be about 25 of us in the show. 2 years, 3 years later, he came back to town, found where I was, and asked me to choreograph and perform a ballet to one of his new suites, Monologue, Duet, and Threesome. And I did, and traveled with him, and I was gaga. And just shortly before the six-week tour, in the last week or so, he called me into his dressing room and asked me to sing for him. And he says, "You can sing, can't you?" And I said, trying to be grown up, I wasn't 18 yet, I said, "Oh yeah, we all got rhythm, ain't we?" And he looked at me and he said, "Then sing." I said, "Where's the piano?" He said, "You don't need a piano, we all got rhythm, ain't we?" So I sang, and I sang my little heart out, and every time I sang a song, he said, "Sing another one." And Billy Strayhorn would say G, F, whatever the key was, yet perfect pitch. And so he said, "That's good. Have you got that little gold gown that you had on the party we gave before we left?" And I said, "Oh, yes, I even got the shoes." That's so young. And he said, "Good, you go on tonight. The band singer got sick and she can't finish the tour." Voila, that's how I sang with the great Duke Ellington before I was 18 years old.
Did you want to pursue a singing career primarily early on?
I was a singer in my heart and soul, and later found that these, what I thought was two voices, this low, sultry voice and this high soprano voice, was simply a break in my voice that needed a good voice builder to develop it. And I found that in Professor Gerahal and Giuseppe Balestrieri. And I found out I don't have two voices. I had a 3.5, 4-octave range. Gee. So I stopped singing in one range and would pick up in the next one. And now this voice builder, especially Giuseppe Balestrieri, he said, you can sing as long as you have health. As long as you live. If you live to be 120, you can sing as long as you have good health. And it's been like that for the entire time. So there's an ongoing story with Duke Ellington, but we'll pick that up when you TV geeks get back in town.
Well, it was such a privilege talking to you today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.